you might want to hang around and provide any follow-up. Yeah, okay. You can stay there. Mr. Briggs, we have these in any kind of order? Okay. If any member of the audience wishes to address the board on this item, if you'd please fill out a speaker card and submit it so that we can put this into our queue. Dr. Mary Fullwood, our first speaker, Mr. David Dugan, second speaker, Karen Venditti, the next one, Gwen Taylor, and then Piper Riley. Those are the speaker cards I have at this time. Okay. Dr. Fullwood.
Okay. Hello. My name is Dr. Mary Fullwood, the Los Osos representative for the San Luis Bay chapter of the Surfrider Foundation and the Sierra Club representative for the Marine Interest Group. To supplement the community survey that was issued to gain a sense of the community preference for or against the use of STEP, Surfrider, Sierra Club, Slow Green Build, the Los Osos Sustainability Group, the Terra Foundation, and the Northern Chumash Tribal Council worked to create an analytical paper on collection systems that will be presented to the County Board of Supervisors next week. This paper seeks to analyze both STEP and conventional gravity systems' relative abilities to achieve the trimetric goals of sustainability, economic, social, and environmental. The paper does draw conclusions about the two systems, and we encourage the Board of Supervisors and the Regional Board to consider the findings. Upon presenting the paper to the Board of Supervisors, this paper will be available at santalucia.sierraclub.org, as well as other organizations' websites. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. David Dugan.
Dave Dugan, Los Osos. First, I'd like to say about the survey, I do believe I remember the staff saying that survey was inconclusive. I think I heard something different up here. And if you want to, you could go and look at the video for that that day at the regional board. But they did say it was inconclusive. So I don't think you should take any weight on that survey that was just presented to you. Also, too, there's been conversation between members of the residents of the Prohibition Zone, specifically wind residents, between your staff, specifically prosecution, I believe, that as long as the county is moving forward with progress on this project, that person or persons within the Prohibition Zone, and specifically those who are CDOs, are in compliance. Those are the words via email, you are in compliance. And so I specifically wonder what that really would do to what is going on for the appeals, and also specifically for the ACLs for the Los Osos Community System, District. The question has to be asked, do you fine them and end up bankrupting them, or are you fining them to compel them to comply? Los Osos Community Service District no longer has purview over the wastewater project. So fining them $6.6 million doesn't seem the right thing to do at this time. You want to consider lowering that fine and perhaps just the violation of the smaller violation may, of the fine may be what you go for, because the $6 million, I think, would be just a bit overkill for something that the CSD has no purview over at this time. And they are complying. They voted yes to back 2701. They voted to approve their properties for the 218, and on more than one occasion they have said that they approve of the county having the project, though maybe not a majority of the board members, but that changes. We have elections coming up, so maybe the next board will be a majority if they approve of the county's project. But I would just ask that you reconsider specifically the fines of the ACLs against the CSD, considering that you can't compel them to comply because they no longer have the project. And if you say, well, it's too early, yeah, that's fine, but if the county accepts the project, then perhaps you should reconsider the amount of that fine and maybe have that lowered, especially if, since we have portions of the community as disadvantaged, that money is going to come out of that community. It's going to come out of the Prohibition Zone specifically, and therefore any monies for services that the CSD can render to the residents of Los Osos will at this time they're actually struggling to make ends meet solvency. So just consider that, please. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Karen Venditti.
Mr. Young and the board members, and Pavel and John, nice to be with you this morning. Thank you very much for your report and the update. Appreciate that very much. And I appreciate the chance to be here with you again. I was here about a year plus ago when the County Board of Supervisors had sent a letter and were unable to be present at that meeting regarding CDOs and ACLs. And fortunately, I happened to be on TAC and was able to provide some information that bridged that gap. So thanks you for letting me come again. I really want to emphasize that I would say almost everyone in Los Osos, and I've talked with many people from many walks of life and many viewpoints, everyone wants a sewer in Los Osos. Everyone wants to do the right thing for the environment, to protect our aquifer, our groundwater, future source of drinking water, and the bay. I think we all treasure the gift that we have in Morro Bay. But given that, we also want to make sure that whatever path we take is a sustainable path, something we can live with and accomplish down the road as well as in the immediate future. So therefore, that critical foundation of sustainability must be something that is economically sustainable, that is socially sustainable, as well as environmentally sustainable. So I just want to encourage the county and all the folks who have a piece of decision-making power to keep all of those aspects in mind. I do want to comment also on the community survey that is slated for the county to come up very soon with the draft EIR. Many folks in Los Osos would very much like to have real cost information. We would like to see either a second survey to follow the initial survey, where in that second survey, the residents and business owners, et cetera, would have an opportunity to actually know what those cost numbers are from the design build bids, as opposed to the estimates that we currently have. Those are the most important things I wanted to mention, but I'll also mention about the STEP survey that came out in July, and again, feedback that I felt and heard from many people was that it was pretty confusing. They weren't quite sure where this was coming from, why it was being asked of them, or how to fill it out. And for those folks who have currently have a septic tank in their backyard, it gave them no option for leaving, putting the new tank in the same place, thereby minimizing soil disturbance. And again, from an environmental standpoint, we want to make sure that we're mindful of soil disturbance as well as energy pollution, et cetera. So those are my comments at this moment, and I appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. And have you made those requests of the county?
Yes, through TAC.
Okay.
On a committee level, I work on the finance group, and I have asked for that, both publicly and privately, I believe. John, am I wrong there? You guys, you're clear on that, right? Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Gwen Taylor, then Piper Riley, Joey Ricano.
Good morning. My name is Gwen Taylor. I'm a resident of Los Osos, and I'm also a resident of the Prohibition Zone. I'd like to thank Dr. Press for his past interest in our situation in Los Osos, and particularly his listening. I hope that he enjoys his retirement. That being said, I'd like to tell you that the people in Los Osos, following on what had just been said regarding the survey, were under the impression that this survey was to be kept in-house, if you wish, within this county boundaries, not because we felt that there was anything wrong with it. It's just because it was not given out to every member of the residential area of the prohibition zone. The people are concerned about the STEP system. Some of us got our electronic surveys, or I should say our photographic survey, which is so offbeat that half of your property was in the other person adjacent to you, their property. Therefore, how are you supposed to determine where you'd like to have a tank? You may put down on this survey that they gave us your desire, but your desire may be on somebody else's property. The survey was very poorly explained. It was very poorly developed, and the people of the community were very ill-informed. It's an unfortunate cost that should not have been borne by the community, nor should the county have sent this type of survey out. Please review the survey with an open mind that it does not cover everyone in the prohibition zone. Thank you.
What, was the survey sent out with the aerial photographs of the properties? Were they simultaneous?
That's correct.
Yes.
And did you get any feedback from folks that they...
Oh, our staff received several hundred phone calls. We did site visits with property owners, spent, you know, a number of days out in the community with individual property owners, and had somebody dedicated full-time to take any and all calls and, you know, address questions. His name and contact information was in the information that was sent to the property owners as well. So, you know, it was a pretty well-established. The written materials itself were adequate for a number of people, but those who did have questions and who wanted to follow up, we had staff who were available for them.
Were there some legitimate confusion issues as to what the aerial photos depicted?
I think that, you know, in terms of everybody, we were able to work through everybody's issues. The question about no backyard options is something that we've been really clear on, that because it would be clearly our requirement to maintain the equipment that's in the tank, the pumping equipment, as well as to make sure that the tank is cleaned out, it's not overfilling and everything. One of our conditions for considering it as an alternative is that all these tanks need to be in front yards, that we're not going to subject maintenance workers to going into somebody's backyard to do maintenance on a tank, partly because of the privacy issue, but also because we just don't want to get into situations where, you know, our maintenance workers are having to be in a potential situation of conflict. It's different, you know, PG&E, Southern California Gas, others will sometimes have to go into backyards in order to read meters. And then we know that, you know, dogs need to be, you know, gated off so that the meter readers can get back in there. But that's completely different than actually having people to go in to do maintenance work in somebody's backyard on a tank. And so a condition of connection would be that a front yard easement would have to be provided, but the tanks would have to be in the front yard.
It sounded from what Ms. Taylor was saying that there was some confusion as to the accuracy of what was depicted in the photos in terms
of the
property
basic
lines and the location of tanks.
Right, so when we use a GIS informational database where we overlay property lines on top of an aerial photo, that does not have a surveyor's level of accuracy associated with it. So we have a little disclaimer on there because, you know, the property lines might not be exactly accurate. And we have to do that. You know, Public Works Department, you put out information like that, it either meets a surveyor's level of accuracy or it doesn't, and so we have to make sure to, you know, basically have that disclaimer in there. But again, when people called, what we're looking for is general locations of where they would want to have tanks. Do they have site conditions that would allow it to be in the front yard? Would it have to be underneath the driveway? Do they have extensive landscaping that they want to have avoided? Those kind of questions were, you know, clearly answered during our contacts with the property owners. And as a point of emphasis also, we did send it out to all the property owners who would be impacted. The community survey that's coming up this fall, which is going to include issues of pricing sensitivity that Ms. Vendetti had brought up, but that community survey overall will get into that greater level of detail. This initial questionnaire was to, again, bring up community awareness and anticipation of that bigger community survey to get the basic understanding of where the community sits today. Again, those results might change after the release of the draft EIR. But again, in terms of the basic questionnaire and aerial photos that we did already, consistent with what we did down in Napomo several years ago, this isn't something that was, you know, specifically devised, you know, for Los Osos. It's something we've done before, and it's to gain a general understanding of where property owners would want to have a tank in the event that this technology is implemented.
I want to ask Ms. Taylor another question. I assume that you had specific questions regarding the survey when you received it?
Yes.
And did you contact the county?
Yes.
And were they able to satisfactorily answer your questions?
No.
And who did you speak with at the county?
The number that was on the slip that was our the survey application. When we received it, we looked at it and we were amazed. Our home is relatively new to the adjacent property. They did not have any site for our septic system. On the house adjacent, they did. And we were very concerned because we would have had to put our septic system or new tank in an area that, yes, we would have had to, or we will have to, however, put in a jackhammer in to remove the driveway. And on the adjacent property, they won't be able to put it in unless they tear a wall down. So there are a lot of questions, and there was a lot of information that was deleted and not, shall we call it, answered adequately.
And I'm curious how far you took your questions with the county. After you got through the first person, did you call Pavro's office?
Certainly not, sir.
Any reason why not?
Yes, a very excellent reason. I have sat or stood here and listened to what Mr. Ogren has said. I have been at almost every Board of Supervisors meeting, and unfortunately the spin that is put on the question with an answer is too involved for a rational person to absorb and get a correct answer.
And have you tried Supervisor Gibson?
Supervisor Gibson, at the last meeting that we had, we were at a Planning Commission hearing, and we were not able to discuss it because we were not there.
No, I mean just to call his office to try to get any additional assistance with understanding what the survey was about.
No, primarily because the survey was supposed to be self-explanatory, and when it did not give the answers that you would expect the county offices to be able to give you, to go to the poor supervisor to ask him for every project in Los Osos is bending over a little far.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes,
I might
Dr. Press.
Comment on this. 63% of your surveys had no response on the question that you were asking about the step. You had 42% unanswered, you had 7% no answer, and 14% undecided. That's not a very good rate. It's 42% plus 7 plus 14. This is the meaning. You have 63% that are not answering the question. They're either saying they're undecided, or there's no response, or there's an unreturned survey. It sounds like the step questionnaire may be mooted at this point, but if it's not, and or you're going to continue with more surveying, more community surveying, to the extent that you're going to do this by mail, I'd recommend Don Dillman's book, D-I-L-L-M-A-N, called Mail and Internet Surveys. He's the country's expert on mail surveys. There's plenty of people that you can contract with who will do the phone surveying, but relatively few people actually have expertise with mail surveys, which are much less costly, but are very difficult to do properly. So I would recommend that there may be another round of thinking and design for the mail surveys. The really best ones involve as much as 5 or 6 contacts with the respondents. You tell them you're going to contact them, you contact them, you tell them you contacted them, you go back and forth, there's a combination with phone. Anyway, so I'd recommend that to maybe improve the kind of because you're slated to rely on this kind of interaction a lot, and it sounds like it could be done a little bit better.
And certainly with respect to that community survey, we have went out on RFP. We have selected a outside firm to help us with that, and we'll follow up with some of the recommendations that the reference that you provide
has. Yeah, just don't assume that because you get a survey firm that they
right.
know how to do yeah. mails, the latest in mail surveys that get you the best response and the best understanding. It's like I said, it's relatively there's relatively few who know how to do it.
And I would, you know, just with all due respect to some of the, you know, comments of concerns that your board has heard, I think that, again, our objective of that initial questionnaire has actually, some of the statements have indicated that it did serve its purpose. Individuals who understand that if they're going to have a step tank, that they have to, you know, that the driveways are going to have to get jackhammered and ripped up. That's one of the things that's so difficult in a project like this, is making sure the individuals who are going to be impacted really start understanding what those impacts are going to be under different alternatives. Because it's so easy to go out into workshops and have dialogues and talk about things, you know, and look at PowerPoints. But unless people start really getting a feel for how it's going to impact them, you know, they don't, you got to get those questionnaires, you got to start increasing public awareness. That's, make them, you know, make sure that they understand that, hey, if there's going to be a retaining wall in the way, something's going to happen to that retaining wall. Or if a driveway is going to have to get ripped up, something's going to... The impacts of this project just in the road right-of-way itself are going to be incredible. You know, a relatively dense community, 45 miles of pipeline, any which way you look at it, whether it's, you know, trenchless technology or whether it's conventional technology, any which way, it's a lot of construction impacts. And the question is do the property owners want to have additional property impacts from a step collection and how it's going to affect their homes? And this type of testimony that you're hearing today, I think, is evidence that getting that questionnaire out there, increasing public awareness and increasing people's understanding that it will have impacts, is showing that as an early step, it's, you know, it's serving its purpose.
I also think, sir, that you should advise the county that they cannot, shall we call it, depend on the electronic communications. There are older people in the community that do not have any type of electronic communication other than a radio. And you think I'm joking, I'm not. And therefore, you must have more than just an outreach with the electronic facilities available. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Mr. Briggs?
Well, this the issue of step versus conventional collection system is an important aspect of the project, certainly, and interesting in terms of how to survey and how to make those decisions, and appreciate the board's making suggestions in terms of how to improve that process. In terms of the jurisdiction of this board and our authority, waste discharge requirements will come before this board for effluent limitations and recycle limitations, and the nature of how of the facilities with which the county ends up conveying the wastewater to the treatment plant is really a local decision between the county and the community. So just I was going to say that at the end, but lest we get too wrapped up in thinking that we have some sort of jurisdiction over that, I thought I should advise you about that.
Thank you for the advice. Okay. Piper Riley?
Good morning, Board. I'm Piper Riley. Harvey Packard stated, our position is that we expect the county to evaluate collection system alternatives and propose the best one for Los Osos. As the draft EIR is due out in a few weeks, I'm concerned that there has not been fair vetting process for the LOWWP. The technical memos included many components irrelevant to Los Osos, while ignoring others which were critical. This practice continued with a recent meaningless survey and concluded with Wednesday's field trip to facilities whose end product will not meet health standards set for 2010. The county is wasting millions of dollars at Los Osos' expense in order to seemingly spin step collection and sustainable systems in a negative way. I realize that money spent is not an issue for this board, but water quality is, and the picture that is forming is that the county will soon suggest that the best system for Los Osos will be a gravity collection with conventional treatment, just like the failed Corollo system at the CMC. We in Los Osos do not wish to be forced into a position where we could face potential fines for leaks, spills, and chemical violations like the CMC is facing today. We also do not want to be in a position like Morro Bay with its massive issues of infiltration and exfiltration, nor be like Pismo Beach and wonder where all the E. coli is coming from. Ultimately, we do not want to pollute at all, and we wish to protect our bay and the precious aquifer on top of which we live. As of yet, it is my understanding that the county has not evaluated all of the aspects of the gravity collection, nor the final costs if the pipes were to be sealed. In response to my concerns over the gravity collection, Mr. Packard has stated that your board will require proper maintenance and operation of a chosen system, but potential hazards to the environment could be greatly reduced by not allowing failed technology to be installed in the first place, and instead to support the use of safer methods of collection like Pio Lombardo's STEG system and ponding for treatment. We have entered the 21st century. It is time to let go of old ways which have failed us and to embrace sustainable technologies. Though it is the county's job to put together a project, we ask this board to use its experience to help guide the county to the most sound conclusions. Since I have another moment, I'd like to speak about the Tri-W site. If you had a conventional system there, yes, you spoke that it could be like a sponge, and whereas if it were on the east side, that it could leak into the creek. But if you're using a ponding system, you don't have those issues. Also, with a survey, I have a fairly good understanding of wastewater systems, and I found it extremely confusing. It was originally only supposed to be sent out to find locations and not as an actual survey. There was nothing to compare it to, so it's very difficult to answer any questions if we don't know what the impacts of a gravity system will be to the various property homeowners, because you may have to install a 2-horsepower grinder pump. There were a lot of missing information, and also these step tanks could be placed very easily in the easements. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments. Joey Vercano.
Chair Young, Honorable Board, Joey Vercano, California Ocean Outfall Group. There's a certain amount of fatigue that we all share related to this project. It's important that we don't allow that to overshadow the validity of some of the issues brought up by the previous speaker. The terrible events at the California Men's Colony Prison could have been much more terrible. There were 20,000 some odd gallons spilled into the creek, which made its way down to the estuary. However, due to some quick thinking by the people at the prison, a larger catastrophe was averted. There were some 200,000 additional gallons that were able to be contained by a diversion. I think we all understand the ramifications of such a spill at the Tri-W site had we gone ahead with that, or should we go ahead with that. You would have had over 250,000 gallons of raw sewage right into the estuary, right basically into the State Marine Reserve. That is something we can't afford to allow to happen. So I ask you, when you're searching through all of these, and I know what an excellent job that Mr. Ogren has done, and how meticulous this process winds up having been through all this conflict, make sure that you keep in mind that the ultimate goal here is to make it affordable for people and to protect our precious coastal resources. And as far as the amount of soil that Ms. Venditti was talking about, we don't want to move too much soil, there are archaeological considerations as well. So I thank you for this opportunity to address you today.
Thank you for your comments. Maria Kelly, Don Bearden, and last speaker is Chuck Cesena.
Good morning. My name is Maria Kelly. I'm a resident, and I live in Los Osos. And, Mr. Press, I want to respond to you really quickly first and share Mr. O'Connell's sentiments. The community is exhausted. I didn't feel that the survey was inappropriately or poorly done. The reality is that there was voter turnout is low in Los Osos in regards to issues surrounding election of new directors. We had people just not even bother voting anymore. People are done. It's been 30 years. They may not want to respond because they just want the county to get the job done. So, and in support of that, the anxiety that you're hearing is the fact that the community was faced to force some real issues. The county is being asked the community was being asked to support the collection of info to pass on to any type of contractor or company or whatever through the RFQ process, if I'm explaining that correctly. And you know what? There's still no sewer people in town. There are plenty of them, and some of them have been here today speaking with you and creating the illusion and trying to let you think that the county has been really confusing. Supervisor Gibson is in our community, except for over the summer, two times a month to meet with Los Osos residents on the issues concerning Los Osos, and specifically the sewer. The county at Board of Supervisor meetings once a month gives us time to speak to the agenda items, keeps us updated on the project. To only ever hear that they're not doing this well really frustrates me, because I feel like they're doing the best job that's been done this far, county, CSD, county. At this point, we're getting more time and more information than ever historically, and we want a solution. We want a resolution. I was also on the environmental TAC working group. I was on the technical advisory committee. And we did soil displacement analysis. We had somebody specifically do that. It's either private, it's either on your property, or it's in the community-wide. So there's all these issues, and you're going to hear arguments coming before you and try to say that we're confused or there's so much chaos, and I just wanted to let you know that that's absolutely not true. And as a community member, I'm very supportive of the process and think that we've been heard quite adequately, and I appreciate their ongoing efforts. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Kelly. I didn't want to make the impression that I thought the county wasn't doing a good job. I've been very pleased to see that under Supervisor Gibson's leadership, as well as the tremendous involvement. I mean, your technical advisory committees are very impressive. I'm very impressed by the level of community as well as county expertise that is being marshaled towards this project. So I didn't want to give you that impression. I share your support for what's going on, I feel well updated. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Margetson just gave me a speaker card. He will be the last speaker. I am not accepting any more speaker cards for this agenda item at this point in time. So we have Mr. Bearden, Chuck Cesena, and then the last speaker will be Richard Margetson.
Don Bearden, I live in a prohibition zone in Los Osos. What you're seeing here is a conflict between the people that want step system and the people that want gravity collection system. I personally prefer a gravity collection system. And the reason I prefer a gravity collection system is because of the horrendous on-lot upsets that can happen in this community. And that's what that survey did. What that survey did was kind of stir the hornet's nest, in that made people think about what they have to tear up. And in order to do a proper estimate of what a step system would cost this community, you need to go around to each and every property, because every property is different. They got trees in the way. They got driveways. Some people can't physically put a step system in their front yard. They have to put it in the backyard because there is nothing. There's huge retaining walls, and it would be horrendously expensive. So, but the step collection people want to talk about how cheap their step system is out in the plant, out in the community, and how much less road impact is going to be. But they don't want to hear it whenever every time you turn around, you might have to bring electrical power to this thing and maybe install a new power panel because your old panel doesn't have room for another breaker and it's outmoded and people don't want to hear this kind of stuff. And in order to properly do it, you need to have an engineer that knows what he's doing go around to every property, analyze each property, and estimate the cost for that particular property. And the cost of doing that in itself would be horrendously expensive. So that's what's going on, and I don't know what the solution is. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Chuck Cesena.
Good morning, Chairman Young and fellow board members, and thank you, Dr. Press, for all the work that you've been putting in, and I do hope you enjoy your time off from this duty. I'd also like to say I do think the county's been working very hard, and to see the progression that's been made. Originally, gravity. It was going to be gravity. Now they're at least open to exploring options. So I don't think the problem is with the county. I do think it's with consultants sometimes that the county is hired. Because if you hire someone that isn't familiar with a new process, a new system, actually not that new, used in many other parts of the country for quite a while, maybe you can't expect to have the right information given back to you. I also agree with Mr. Bearden that this is kind of what it's coming down to, step versus gravity. And that's why it's important to look at the technology that is critical, and that is a sealed collection system. The proximity to the bay, the shifting sands, the topography, we need a closed collection system, sealed pipe, and the gravity estimates haven't included that yet because the consultants are not used to using that sort of thing. Community preference is such a soft area to talk about. That's why information for the community is key. And I don't think that the consultants are familiar enough with this kind of a system to be able to provide that information. Maintenance has been mentioned. Maintenance won't be monthly. How often do you maintain a septic tank now? I mean, it's not going to be monthly that you're going to need somebody in your backyard. And yet, that's where we have to eliminate the tanks is from the backyard. County right-of-way. The road right-of-ways are available for placing the tanks if front yards aren't big enough. There are ways to work with these issues that would allow an equal comparison. And that's all I've ever wanted was an equal and honest comparison. I don't think you're going to get it until you have bids back in from people who will actually build these systems. As Mr. Bearden said, you need accurate cost information. That's the way to get it. How much will you build this for? In terms of the survey, that's why I think the survey has to come as late as possible after a bids are received on a project, maybe, or a two-step process, not just through the EIR, because I don't think all the information is going to be there. And the last survey was very confusing to many people. I even heard it said that people were returning the survey supporting STEP because they thought this is a county-sponsored project. This is what the county wants. I want to agree with the county. So I'll say, yes, I'll support STEP. That sounds like rationalizing your own survey. So if there was no confidence from the producer of the survey, then I really don't think it was worth much. Again, the cost is what's going to tell people what they really want, and I think that's why the survey must include information that is available after the RFP and RFQ process is complete. Thank you for your time.
Mr. Sassane, I'm curious about one thing. You might have a feel for this. If the State Water Board decides it's not going to provide its funding for a STEP process, how do you think that is going to change the Los Osos residents' acceptance of STEP if it's going to cost more?
If it's going to cost more, that probably would have an impact on people's decisions, but I don't understand if the effluent that's produced by a treatment plant is the key. And isn't it been said that we can't tell you how to get there, we can just tell you what you have to get to?
Well, I understand that. I'm just looking at the funding part of that question. In other words, you need low-interest loan money to help facilitate getting this project.
Then the other arm of the water boards in the state will be doing your job of dictating what kind of technology, then, that we use, is what you're saying, through the funding.
I'm asking, are residents going to be willing to pay more money if they can't get low-interest rate funding to put in a STEP system?
I, for one, would be, because I can maybe afford to do the right green thing. When I voted yes on the assessment in 2001, I did not want a project at Tri-W, but the EIR implied that was the cheapest project. I held my nose and I said, for the sake of those in the community who cannot afford to put this plant outside of town, I have to go along with it. That's why I was so infuriated and why I got involved when I found out that was never the cheapest project. So economics are a key part of this. Right. And that's why honest and accurate information is going to be vital.
Thank you for your comments.
Yes.
Richard Margetson, and he is our last speaker.
I wasn't going to talk about what Richard Margetson, I wasn't going to talk about what Chuck just talked about, but I have to follow up. Why wouldn't the state fund a step system if it met the discharge requirements?
I can't answer that because
You put it out there that almost like that's the direction we would be going if it goes step, that the state would just shut us down. Isn't the state's purpose to work for the citizens and to try to make this project as affordable as possible? Hasn't this community been through enough? And to put that out there as a statement, Mr. Young, was inappropriate. Because there were heads in the audience going, yeah, we agree with that. Why wouldn't the state, who works for the citizens who pay taxes in this state, approve a step system if it met your discharge requirements? I want an answer to that.
You know, Mr. Margetson, you're obviously a very angry...
I'm angry.
...disappointed, frustrated person.
No, I'm not.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm frustrated that this process has gone on this long.
Excuse me, and I'm sorry that you took my question entirely out of context. Thank you for your comments.
What was the context?
Okay.
I want my 3 minutes.
You're not getting them. Any other board questions or comments on this?
The board is going to put up with not taking the public comment.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Briggs.
Before the county folks take off, I wanted to mention just a couple of things, not questions, but first of all, I wanted to thank you for, in your matrix that you had, for including the, I think there was an I, as I don't know, was interested or whatever, in terms of the sustainability-related greenhouse gas emissions part of your matrix. AB 32 requires state agencies to consider sustainability factors in basically everything we do, so I'm glad to see you include that. I personally sent some information regarding alternative energy and sustainability features to the county, and I forget what the name of the group was that put on a forum quite some time ago, 6 months ago or whatever it was. And so I sent some information that we've accumulated regarding treatment systems that have used alternative energy features and attempted to be as sustainable as possible. So I appreciate your recognizing that. I already mentioned the fact that our waste discharge requirements will specify the effluent recycling limits and that the method of conveying the wastewater is basically a local decision. And then lastly, I just wanted to acknowledge the county's work on this project, because the county had to make initially a discretionary decision about whether to jump into it at all, and they did that, and you've continued to make discretionary decisions along the way, and as you pointed out, you've had unanimous decisions on the part of the Board of Supervisors in terms of proceeding with the project, and I know it's a massive undertaking, and I just want to express my appreciation publicly for the work that you've been doing.
Well, in reply, thank you, Roger. You know, certainly appreciate, you know, the support that we've gotten from your staff as well in looking for the various issues. And I think that the testimony today is reflective of a lot of what we are. You know, if it's the board meetings or if it's meetings out in the community, some of the biggest challenges are the combination of individuals who are angry and individuals who have preconceived notions of, you know, have jumped to certain conclusions. Even the idea that a step system is going to be a greener type of a technology. When the draft EIR comes out, I'm not sure that we're going to be reaching that same conclusion. Certainly 4,000 plus septic tanks, which is essentially a primary method of treatment, you know, separation of solids from liquids. They sit in there, and the methane production in the step tanks is significant. And so we have, you know, challenges here. that are numerous associated with the project. And, you know, we're just going to continue to do the best job that we can in working with addressing issues that individuals have. You know, part of the things that I coach the team on is we all have to have big ears, you know, listen to what people are saying. Because even when individuals have, you know, maybe develop preconceived conclusions or if they're angry, the idea is we still need to listen hard in order to, you know, identify valid points of concerns that individuals have during these types of dialogues. And so, again, I appreciate the comments, Mr. Briggs.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. We're going to take a break.